I thought I'd try and preach outside, not to show that I'm a real man, because of course I'm not, but to make sure I don't preach for too long, because I'll be frozen if I go on too long. So let me pray to start with. Lord, we thank you for Romans, this letter that St. Paul wrote. Thank you for your word to us. Help us to see it, how we can live because of all that Jesus has done for us, because of God's mercy. Amen. So, it's Romans 12, verses 9 to 21. So the first little section, the first verse, verse 9, Paul says to us here, get your head and your heart and your mind focused. Get right in your head and in your heart. How's your mind set up? How are you set up within yourself? So let's ask it this way. Are you the most important thing? Are you the most important thing? No. God and Christ are the most important thing. So is your heart set on yourself or on Him? That's the big question. So do you find yourself praying and not, this is what I want, this is what I need, but God, what do you want? Let me have in my heart what you want. Love must be sincere, and therefore, if it's hate what's evil, cling to what is good. If something is good, how do we know it's good? Because God says so. How do we know it's evil? Because God says so. If God says it's evil, hate it. Even if other people love it. If God says this is good, even if other people think it's bad, then cling to it. Have our heart and mind set right. Now then from verse 10, 11 and 12. Here, Paul says, commit to others and to the Lord. Commit. Be devoted to one another. And we saw this before earlier in the chapter, didn't we, last week? Put other people above yourself. If your head and heart say God is first, then you put other people first, not yourself. And also, not just people, but God. See verse 11? Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervour serving the Lord. He comes first. Serve Him. And notice the way it puts it. Zeal. Spiritual fervour. It's not just something you feel you should do. It's from the heart. It's live. It's living. And that means in verse 12, you've got hope in the future, in this new kingdom God has created, and therefore we have joy. We have affliction in this world, but therefore we are patient, waiting for that hope. And we have to pray, and we want to pray, we want to speak to God, and we do that with patience. Because it's not always easy, we have to stick at it, be faithful in prayer. Then we come to what seems to me to be the third section, because Paul now homes in on particular situations, and a number of them, particular situations. What happens in this case? How do I live in this way? So verse 13, is there a needy person? Share with the Lord's people who are in need. If there's a needy person, then share with them. Give what you have. Practice hospitality. If someone is hungry, if you're able to, why not give to them, feed them? Maybe they lack something which you think is a basic need. Can you help them? Verse 14, bless those who persecute you. Oh dear. If someone has got it in for you, if someone doesn't like you and tries to kind of make life difficult for you, what do you do? Our instinct is to fight back, to resist, to say you're not going to get away with that. But it says here, bless those who persecute you. And it says it again, bless. Now these are the first words in this passage which are strong. The first doing words which are strong. Bless. Bless. Don't curse. Bless. Now we'll come back to that in a moment. Okay, here's another situation. You come across someone who's really happy. Paul says, well, join in. Feel with them. You come across someone who's mourning. Join in, feel with them. If your heart is set on God rather than yourself, then you'll sense and feel what other people sense and feel, and it may be appropriate to join in. Verse 16, live in harmony with one another. Really what it's saying is think alike, think along with someone. Don't think against them, think with them. Don't be proud, don't think about yourself. Don't be thinking, this is about me. Think with someone else and associate with people of low position. Now, we may not think of people in that way, but don't worry about associating with someone that you wouldn't normally, or that other people of your in your group wouldn't think of associating with. Maybe someone at school that no one else speaks to. Speak to them. Make friends with them. Don't think you're the important one. Don't be conceited. Don't think you're the important one. God says, treat other people as we would want to be treated. Treat other people as they should be treated, not as we feel they should. Now, then we come to verse 17. It gets a bit harder here. This whole section, almost to the end, is saying, someone has hurt you. What do you do? Somebody has hurt you. How do you respond? Paul says straight away, don't repay evil for evil. They've done evil to you. Don't fight back with the same thing. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. I think what that means there is people are looking to see how you as a Christian are going to react. Buck the trend. Don't be like they would be. Don't react. Don't say, I'm too important to be hurt. Don't fight back. Don't repay evil for evil. Verse 18, if it's possible, live at peace with them. It may not be possible because of what they're doing, but from your point of view, do your best to live with them in peace. And Paul then repeats what he said earlier, don't take revenge. Don't fight back. Don't take revenge. Now, the reason he says that is not just because of that's nice. It's very interesting what he says here. Don't take revenge because that's God's job. It's not your job to take revenge. That's God's job. He will protect you. He has drawn you into his people. You've become one of his children if you're trusting him. And he then says, I'm going to protect you. I'm going to put my arms around you and protect you. It won't always feel like that, but that's what I'm doing, God says. And I will make sure that justice is done. Don't take revenge, my dear friends, 19, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it's mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, he says, instead of taking revenge yourself, on the contrary, if your enemy, if the one who doesn't like you is hungry, well, give him some food. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. If you see something that he's maybe lacking, why not help him with it? Now, that might not be it. They might not like that. Someone maybe at school, maybe a friend, maybe someone at work who just undermines you all the time, who's really trying to make life difficult for you. Is there a way you can help him? It's not easy, but this is a suggestion that Paul is making. And Paul doesn't say, and then you'll be best friends. Paul says, and then you're heaping burning coals on his head. In other words, you're embarrassing him. You're making him feel guilt. And it may be that other people around in the office or at school, they can see that you're not reacting the way they would. And they might find themselves thinking, "How that's stupid to react like that, to do good to someone who's hurting you." But you can embarrass that person, and it might have an effect on them, it might not. But anyway, you can resist having revenge, taking revenge. Trust God to do what's right, and press on putting the other person first. Now the last verse, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Conquer is the word there. Don't be conquered by evil, but conquer evil with good. See, that's just like the first verse we had, verse 9. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good. God decides what's good, God decides what's evil. We listen to what he says in the Bible, and we, because we belong to him, because he saved us, we love what he loves. We hate what he hates. And therefore, we're not conquered by evil, but rather the good that we're able to do with the power of his Spirit means there's a way in which evil sometimes can be conquered itself. That's wonderful that God equips us by his Spirit to do these things, to live with a mindset not with the world, as we saw last week and chapter 12 verses 1 and 2, but rather a mindset that goes with God, that loves him, that loves what he loves, and that then lives in that light. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your Spirit to enable us to begin to live differently. And we pray that you'll bless us in difficult situations where there's pressures and tensions and people maybe are against us. May we faithfully love and serve you. Amen. It is cold out here.